I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. All Newmarket's Pat Murphy wants to talk with me about is Breaking Free, an equine-assisted counseling program that's helped her overcome some of the damage of her abusive childhood.
My dad was a heavy drinker on the weekends, went to work every day, shirt and tie. My mom was involved in politics. I had an older brother who's 4 years older than me, a sister who's two, and then I'm the youngest. My sister was molested by my dad, probably for 10 years. I was molested by my uncle. He also molested his stepdaughter. So we're all kind of have that baggage. I've always struggled with low self-esteem.
Do you tie this back to being molested?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, goes back to that.
Well, my mom was kind of a tyrant.
Okay.
She was dealing with a very violent alcoholic husband. And she couldn't leave because there were no places to go back then. So we got the brunt of her anger. And so
you have a festive childhood.
But we had a lot of good things, too. I keep trying to remember those. Like the local pool, you know. I found out I was drugged as an infant because I was so hyper that they gave me kind of like Valium in my formula, you know. Go, great. But I was just that active, and I think a lot of it was acting out what was around me, you know, the tension, and then also truly being ADHD. In school, I was always frustrated because I blank out when people give me directions. Like somebody goes, well, you know, you just go out to Wolf Street, and then you take a left, and then you go up. I don't get it, you know. So everybody's like, well, why not? Like, I don't know.
Interestingly enough, for someone touting the glories of equine-assisted counseling, Pat, who's a retired school counselor, grew up really afraid of horses.
I had an incident with a horse when, you know, the horse decided it wasn't going to go anywhere. Then it took off. I lost the reins. I lost my stirrups. All I had was the saddle horn, and I'm screaming my lungs out.
How old were you?
13.
Yeah.
12. Mm-hmm. Nobody could catch me. Finally, they caught me. And they said, of course, the more you scream, the faster the horse goes. What am I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah.
Excuse me, would you please walk? You know? And I'm like, why would I want to be around horses? But I remember reading somewhere that every year you should try to do something that you were afraid of doing. Not like jump out of an airplane, but just something.
It was Pat Murphy's husband who told her about Breaking Free, which is basically a chance to hang out in the company of a horse with support from a clinical social worker.
Many people never get on the horse. That's not the purpose of it. It's to establish a relationship with the horse who very much puts you in a position of relaxing, calmness, because they are non-critical. One of the cool things in the beginning is they have a group of horses and they say, okay, pick your horse. What? So there's this big herd of horses, maybe 10, and they say, oh, just go ahead and pick it. I'm like, how the heck do I pick a horse? So what happens is the horses are behind the fences and they just kind of meander around. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to get picked, just like middle school, you know, they're not going to pick me. And one of them came over and I just started petting it. And they said, that's your horse. Before you start the whole program, you sit down with a therapist and two of the people who own the property. They've all been trained, okay, in equine therapy. And you're free to discuss anything you want to discuss that you would like to work on. So it might be abuse. It might be self-esteem. Many of the veterans are involved in this with the PTSD. So you say, okay, here's my background and here's what I like to work on. You set the goals, nobody else. That's the important thing. When you go out to do an activity, they don't say, okay, we want you to blah, blah, blah. One of the really cool things was they have an obstacle course set up. I was asked to label some of them as my most upsetting problems, whatever you call it, situations. So I did that, and almost every time, I think I tried three times, my horse would not go over one of them. And it's like, why won't it go there? I don't understand. They said, well, if you want to, try it again. If you don't, that's okay. So I was like, I'm going to get this horse to go over this thing. And it wouldn't do it. And what it was a problem that I was having with one of my sons that was really upsetting me. So it pretty much brought to life everything that says, you know, when you've got a big problem and this horse knows. You're like, how does the horse know? But they have such an innate, you know, sense of, I don't know what the word is, synchronicity with people that I never really knew they had. On this one activity, it was complicated. They're like, okay, label this, like things that you have problems with, and then label people who can help you with those problems, and then label what won't work, you know, what you've tried won't work. And I was overwhelmed by the directions because I'm ADHD, very attention deficit. And when people give me directions, I freeze. It's like, I'm not going to be able
it's
to
like
understand
overload.
It. Overload for sure. And so I tried and I couldn't do it. And I just stood there with the horse and I cried. And I just cried. And they said, do you want anything from us? I said, I don't know, but I quit. I'm not doing it. And they said, that's okay. You do not have to do any of the exercises if you're not comfortable with them, which I think is incredible. Nobody does that. So next time I came, I said, I want to do it, but I need you to explain it very slowly. Walk over with me to these things. They said, fine. And so I was able to do it. Which the kind of activities really give you a feeling of achievement. You know, you're leading a horse. You're in control. One of the things that I liked about the situation where I was really frustrated was they didn't come and rescue me. They didn't say, you should try harder. You just need to try harder. Let's go. Which is, well-meaning friends might say that, but it doesn't help. I have this intensity in my being that says, I don't know what's happening next. And I have to be guarded against what happens next. It's almost like always waiting for that shoe to fall. And that's what I have to fight against. You know, people are, oh, live in the moment, live in the moment. That is an incredible task.
Except with your horse.
Yeah, because it is. It's the moment.
You'll find a picture of Pat Murphy and her horse, as well as a link to the Breaking Free website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.